the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way at, way at.
Oh, yeah. Good afternoon, everyone. You're wondering what's going on. We're going to let you know all about it. It is a special Doug and Daddy show on this Tuesday in January. And if peanut butter jelly time is rolling, that means only one thing. It's Royals baseball time. Big Daddy is here on hand. Doug Duda with you on the Doug and Daddy show. Derek Stenson taking care of the production back at the studio. And we are live at Skeeter Barnes here in Kearney, where the 2009 Royals Caravan will be rolling in coming up at 6 o'clock. And fans are already starting to roll in, get a bite to eat, and then be first in line to catch some autographs from current and former great Royals players. And we hope that some of the youngsters that are coming in tonight will end up being great Kansas City Royals players. But we're in January, and we're done with football on the college side. We're waiting for the Super Bowl. We've got one more weekend to go there. And once this weekend goes down, you got the Super Bowl, and then you wait till March Madness, and baseball hasn't really started yet. It's kind of a downtime, but people that are really big baseball fans, Tony, always love talking baseball. It doesn't matter when that gets going, when it gets over, and they're getting a chance tonight to visit some of their favorite Royals, the past and present.
Well, these players that are, you know, spending time with us tonight, obviously getting ready to go the first week in February, catchers and pitchers report. They play their first spring training games, I believe, the third week in February. So they get right after it. The players, obviously, it is a long season, 162 games, regular season. But you know what? This is their time to relax. And, you know, people say, well, don't the players just call around? You know, well, don't they get four or five guys and come on the Royals Caravan? Well, let's be honest. How many of these players live in Kansas City in the winter months? I mean, they're not from Kansas City originally. Probably don't have ties to the area, many of them. It's not like you call up and say, you want to go up to Kearney, you know, on this next Tuesday and get this deal done. No, one's in Arizona. Some people are in Florida. They're all over the country spending time with their families and whatnot. So we're pleased with the group they brought with tonight. I think it was sketchy at times. I think people kind of wondered what kind of group was coming, but a great group coming tonight. And the former legendary Royal was a member of the 1989 Hall of Fame class for the Kansas City Royals. That is Dennis Leonard. People that remember the mustache, Doug, I know that's your first thing that comes to your mind when you remember Dennis Leonard. 103 complete games. That's a club record, along with 23 career shutouts. That's another club record. Those are not to be broken today. And when you look at 103 complete games, that will never be broken. That will never be broken in Royals history. I can say that emphatically. I cannot go 103 complete games. I just say, wow, that's amazing. He will be on hand tonight, along with Luke Hochaver. Luke Hochaver, the number one overall draft pick, you know, out of the University of Tennessee, the number one overall draft pick. He was the first one chosen. Nobody is ever going to take that away from him. Just getting his feet on the ground as far as the Kansas City Royal and starting to see some success. Mitch Meyer, an outfielder with the Kansas City Royals. And then Mike Aviles, also going to be with us tonight. He is being recognized this weekend at FanFest as the Royals Player of the Year. So it's a great group for fans out there to come out and see. This is a special group of Royals. They get together. This is the only public stop on the Royals Caravan. This is the only place that you from off the street can walk in and see the Kansas City Royals and the Caravan rolling through central Nebraska, and we're excited to have them here at Skeeter Barnes tonight.
Yeah, we're going to be here at Doug and Daddy Show from 5 until 7. The Royals will be rolling in a little bit before 6. They'll be getting set up and then taking pictures, signing autographs, and meeting and greeting, and have a few words with the fans as well here at Skeeter Barnes from 6 until 7 tonight. They're rolling in from York. They made a stop at Blue Springs earlier. We talked about this a little bit last year. The Royals have a program to help communities with their baseball field and their youth baseball. And today they stopped in Blue Springs. Tomorrow they're going to stop in Minden and have a little field presentation there as well. So they're doing some good things, and they're working with the kids. And not only do they stop out to see the fans, but they always stop by the schools, and they're going to be doing that tomorrow in Minden. So I know the kids are going to be looking forward to that. And then they're off to Omaha and swing into Lincoln and Omaha Wednesday night and into Thursday. Then they fly on into Iowa, and then Royals Fan Fest is coming up this next weekend in Kansas City at the Overland Park Convention Center in Overland Park. So some of these folks and many more Royals coaches, players, sluggers going to be here.
If you got little kids, I was just going to say, if you've got little kids, that's the most important thing of the whole night. Sluggers on hand tonight at Skeeter Barnes.
You can grab his tail.
There you go.
He's got his big royal crown. If he's young enough to know that Kansas City is the team that wears blue but has nothing else to know about Kansas City, he probably knows who Slugger is, and he will be fired up tonight. And why shouldn't you be as a parent or an uncle or a grandparent? Because $1.99 kids' meals tonight. And we'll throw some sugary pop down them if you want us to as well, because I'm sure they won't be fired up enough to see Slugger and the Royals. But $1.99 kid meals here tonight. Every Tuesday is all-you-can-eat ribs with two sides and a salad. Who needs two sides and salad when you got all-you-can-eat ribs? But $18.99, all-you-can-eat ribs. How about a half slab of ribs for $12.99 tonight? Those are some of the specials here on the menu at Skeeter Barnes. We encourage you, if you're getting off work or whatever the case may be, come out early, have a little dinner, a little supper, and then enjoy the Royals. Or if you're coming out a little later, enjoy the Royals, stay, and enjoy some of their specials tonight. But $1.99 kid meals all night long, no matter when you get here.
July 20th, in Slugger's outfit, how much weight would I lose?
I don't think you could get in Slugger's outfit.
Well, that's a good point. That's a good point. Very, very warm, though. Slugger, quite a man.
Cool cat.
He is a cool cat-like, yeah, okay.
Lion cat type lion. Of thing, yeah. But no, Slugger always has fun. And, you know, actually, I will say this. Since we have been affiliated once again with the Kansas City Royals here, and starting up ESPN Radio here in the Tri-Cities and picking up the Royals as your exclusive home in the Tri-Cities of Kansas City Royals baseball on ESPN 1460 and 1550 in Kearney and Hastings. The interest is there again. Of course, you can always say Alex Gordon is one of the reasons, but you can see the changing Dayton Moore coming in. You can see the change. You can see this team starting to get better. They're hoping to get better. A lot of young kids on this baseball team, as we said, with Avilas and Hochaver and this whole crew that you've got out there. And you look at this team, and they're trying to build. They picked up some players for this upcoming year, but been to more Royals games in the last 3 or 4 years, been to Kansas City more times, been there for a lot more events, and I think more folks, and with the new ballpark opening, not brand new ballpark, but with all the amenities, the renovations, the millions of dollars that they put into this thing, the brand new scoreboards that they put up last year, and things are going to be finished up as they get ready to go for this 2009 season. It's fan-friendly. It's going to be exciting, both on the field and around the stadium.
Doug, I think that everything feeds into people getting more interest in the Kansas City Royals, then throw in the fact that the Tampa Bay Devil Rays were in the World Series. I think that gives the old fans hope, a newfound hope, that there's even more hope for this team, that they can turn it around that fast. Because people, let's be honest, you didn't see that coming a year ago. I don't care how big of a baseball fan.
Personal challenge to Alex Gordon, ain't it?
Well,
step up and be Evan Longoria. No, you hope for somebody to pop. You hope for somebody to have that year that gets them going, and you always hope it's sooner than later, and that's what the Royals are hoping for. They know they've got some talent on this ball club. Now they're just trying to put it all together. And you mentioned that, and so much was made as the Rays moved along, and especially when we got into the last month of the season, and ESPN television was as much as anybody talking about this. The odds for the Royals to win the World Series, or the Rays to win the World Series in Vegas, were this on opening day. Then they were this, then they were this, you know, every month. And, you know, they opened at 81. They pretty much stayed 70, 60. I think even on the 4th of July, it was over 40-1. And then it ended up something like 11-5 when they got to the American League Championship Series. Well, I had a chance to see, we had some friends that just came back from Vegas this week, brought back the odds on everybody. Kansas City right now is 100-1. They're one of a handful. And I didn't write all that information down, but there's a handful of teams that are 100-1. And nobody's saying the Kansas City Royals are going to win the World Series this upcoming year. But some folks think that maybe the Royals can contend. The first thing they have to do, get to 500. And this is a team that we said it at the very on opening day, our show, Doug and Daddy, last year, opening day, we said the way this team gets to 500 is to avoid long losing streaks. And there were two
right.
long losing streaks. And you can't just throw that out. And we understand that. But you can't lose 7, 10, 11
12.
Games in a row. You just can't do it because you're not going to win 7, 10, 11, 12 games in a row to offset that. And without those 2 weeks of the season or 2.5 weeks, the Royals were a pretty good baseball team if you're looking to just get to 500. But they got to take their goals. And I think they are a little behind what they thought they would be. They wanted to get to 500 last year. They wanted to contend maybe this year. And so we'll see if they can still make that jump as a contending team in the American League Central. And, Tony, a lot of people were talking about the American League Central being one of the toughest divisions in baseball. That took a hit with Cleveland not doing so well. Detroit struggling last year.
Well, Detroit was the one that was supposed to win 110 games.
Yeah, they're supposed to win it all.
I mean, yeah, no doubt about it. With the pitching, with the number of people they acquired in the offseason, Detroit was everybody's popular pick, and that deal just imploded. But you know what? When you look at the Kansas City Royals, and I think if they go back to the 1980s, 1970s, when they experienced so much success, yes, they had George Brett. Yes, they had Frank White. But they always had a pitching staff to keep
Willie Wilson, baby.
Washington,
Buddy Biancolana.
You go back
to John Lawson.
But it always started with the pitching staff keeping them in games. And I think for the first time in a long time, you know, that number three, that number four guy, you know, Mr. Hochaver, stepping in. I think they got some confidence in him that they can shut some people down and they don't have to score 6, 8, 10 runs to win the ball game when those guys are on the mound. And, you know, it starts with number one. They paid Gil Mesh. They gave Gil his money, playing pretty good baseball.
Gil did his job.
Absolutely.
Look at the ERA. The problem was, for most of the time, you know, it didn't always, once the season gets going, the one doesn't always end up pitching against the number one in the rotation. But, boy, how many times did the Royals not score? Or not score two runs or more in the games that he pitched.
Yeah, the run support was not good for him, and that's what was representative in his wins and losses. But you know, Zach Greinke, Brian Bannister, you know, Kyle Davies, you know, they pick him up from the Atlanta Braves. And, you know, he's done some good things. They got the deal where you kind of get that 1, 2, 3, and 4 guy set as they head into spring training. Now you got to stay healthy. You got to show up in shape and stay healthy.
Glad to have you along with us. We'll still take your emails to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. The special Doug and Daddy show going from 5 until 7 tonight at Skeeter Barnes in Kearney. If you're coming in from outside of Kearney, Skeeter Barnes is right off the I-80 exit here. Can't miss it. Big signs out front, and the Royals caravan will be here from 6 to 7, all lined up, ready to go for you. Again, a lot of great folks that are going to be on hand, and we'll go over that list for you again in just a little bit. But we encourage you to come on out, grab a bite to eat, enjoy the $1.99 kids' meals. Got all-you-can-eat ribs tonight as well, and many more items to talk about. We're going to talk a little Royals baseball. Also had a couple of things break since our show this morning, including your favorite coach in all-time history, Bill Callahan. We've got an update on his status with the New York Jets, but a lot of Royals talk. Come on out. Visit us today at Skeeter Barnes. We're going to be here until 7 o'clock. The Royals will be here from 6 to 7. Already have some folks showing up in their Royals garb. Looking forward to meeting this crop of Kansas City talent. We will take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show here on ESPN Radio right after this.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Meet number one draft pick from 2006, Luke Hochaver, American League Rookie of the Year candidate Mike Aviles, and projected starting outfielder Mitch Meyer. Join Doug and Daddy for a live broadcast from 5 to 7. Enjoy Skeeter Barnes Family Night specials and lots of baseball talk. Join the Royals Caravan, presented by Fox Sports Midwest, and locally by ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM. The Royals Winter Caravan, tonight at Skeeter Barnes. Join us live for Doug and Daddy from 5 to 7.
You've been told all your life that there's only two things you can count on, death and taxes, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, here's a third thing. Yeah, buddy, you can count on Jeff Cernica from Holstein to be scratching out of that frosty fridge recliner from Slumberland on Super Bowl Sunday. Jeff's the winner of the ESPN Radio Superstation Slumberland Bowl Bash. Jeff wins a frosty fridge recliner from Slumberland that has it all. Built-in fridge, cup holders, massage, and heat. Let's see, beer, football, and a warm butt. Is that going to work for you, Jeff?
Oh, I think that'll work out great.
Plus, stuff to fill it from Schroeder's Smoked Foods and merchandise and tickets from the Tri-City Storm. So, let's review. That's three things you can count on. Death, taxes, and Jeff enjoying his new recliner from Slumberland. Oh, and here's one more thing you can count on. And that's what station is Jeff's favorite.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Count on it.
When the weather forecasters say partly cloudy and you have to blow 10 inches of that stuff out of the driveway, you might want to click on ESPNSuperstation.com to find out what other plans have been changed. Click the weather threat button. Brought to you by Fidelity Heating and Air of Kearney. Remember, even when the weather stops you, nothing stops a train.
Your link to everything Hastings is HastingsLink.com. Set your homepage to HastingsLink.com for the latest news, weather, and sports, both local and national. Plus, we stream the news at 7, noon, and 5, as well as Party Line at 9 a.m. and all our local sports broadcasts. Post a free local classified ad. Check the scores and highlights. Stay connected. Check us out. It's HastingsLink.com. HastingsLink.com. Your link to Hastings.
We'll see a slight chance of snow developing tonight with a low temperature of 24 degrees and west winds at 10 to 20. A slight chance of snow showers tomorrow with temperatures falling throughout the day due to strong northwest winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun with a high of 17. Currently, it's 45.
Second Daddy Show Special Edition, live and on location this evening at Skeeter Barnes in Kearney for the 2009 Kansas City Royals Fan Caravan. It is all about you, the baseball and Kansas City Royal fan. Come on out and see the Royals from 6 till 7 tonight here at Skeeter Barnes. Enjoy a great meal. See the Royals. Dennis Leonard, Royals Hall of Famer, Lou Kochhaver, Mitch Meyer, Mike Aviles is going to be here, announcer Joel Goldberg, Slugger, the mascot, a fan favorite, a kid's favorite. They're all going to be here from 6 to 7 tonight, taking pictures, signing autographs, and talking Royals baseball with all that are going to be here. And had a great turnout the last couple of years that the Royals Caravan has rolled into town. And you know what? We were just talking off the air here. This is probably the best weather we've had in the 4 years that the Royals have been rolling up here through the Tri-Cities. So it's a Tuesday night as opposed to a Monday, I think, maybe we've had in the past. But the Royals rolling up here, and it's going to be a busy week for them.
Yeah, bring the kids out. $1.99 kids' meals as well. So you can't go wrong. Kids for supper, take care of your Royals, you know, get them handled on the Royal stuff, head home. Perfect night.
And ready for bed.
There you go, people.
There you go. Hey, here you go. Newsday out of New York says former Nebraska football coach Bill Callahan's chance to become the New York Jets' next head football coach now considered a long shot at best. Callahan is still the Jets' assistant head coach for offense. 8 candidates have been interviewed, including Callahan, since the Jets fired Eric Mangini on December 29th. General manager Mike Tannenbaum apparently has narrowed his choices to 3.
I believe they're defensive-oriented coaches as well.
Giants defensive coordinator Steve Spagnuolo, Ravens defensive coordinator Rex Ryan, Jets offensive coordinator Brian Schottenheimer. Cardinals assistant head coach Russ Grimm reportedly has a slimmer chance in the top 3. Also on the outside looking in, Boston College coach Jeff Jagodzinski, Stanford coach Jim Harbaugh, and Colts defensive coordinator Ron Meeks.
Who's the quarterback for the New York Jets next year, Doug?
From the who cares category, it's Brett Favre if he wants to be, and it probably depends on who they hire as a coach. Do any of these guys sound like Brett Favre type of guys?
Well, probably if
Brian Schottenheimer gets the job,
I was going to say
Favre's there.
Those defensive guys don't need the ball turned over, and I would assume that they would check the no box on Favre from their standpoint.
What do they do after that? It's not like they've got a stable now of quarterbacks. They would need one. You think the Jets go after a top-name quarterback in the first round of the draft?
Well, you know,
get Favre to stay another year, get a rookie quarterback, and go that route.
Well, but let's be honest.
Nate Davis?
Until this year. Until this year, which some rookies have had some, well, really, I think, unparalleled success from years past, they've been throwing darts. They've been hit and miss.
Well, Chad Pennington's been hurt so much. He has been great when he's healthy, but he's only been healthy like 2 years in his whole professional career, and healthy this year. And look, he takes Miami to the playoffs.
Well, you might be more gutsy this year saying, yeah, let's go get that rookie, and he can take us somewhere.
Well, you think the Jets have filled in some spots that, you know, on the line at the running back, maybe at the wide receiver they've had. I think they go get a quarterback, though.
No, I think you're right. And if, you know, you look at who's backing up Brett Favre. I don't know who it is. It's not a big name sitting back there. You're looking at, you know, you got to go get that quarterback. I mean, Brooks Bollinger doesn't come to mind. We know that.
Just to talk a little more football here, of course, that Thursday is the day that college underclassmen have to declare whether they're going pro or not. All-American safety Taylor Mays, Southern Cal. Oh, he's coming back. But as we said earlier in the week, Michael Crabtree, Texas Tech, he's gone. And then this afternoon, Ball State quarterback Nate Davis, who just about beat Nebraska last year, he's gone. You know, there wasn't enough put on stock on that. Ball State started their huge run against Nebraska last year. Should have pulled the upset. Hadn't been in that position before. Gave up a late turnover, and Nebraska was able to eke that football game out. And you know they missed that 55-yard field goal into the same end zone that Nebraska hit the 57-yarder against Colorado, so you know it's doable.
Not only did they give up a late turnover, they dropped another late turnover.
Oh, they dropped a touchdown.
I mean, yeah, no doubt. I mean, there's a couple things that
they start 12-0 this year, and then the coach says, you know, I'm getting out of here. They lose in the MAC championship. They lose in the GMAC Bowl to Tulsa. So that's what's going on there with football. Again, we are at Skeeter Barnes here in Kearney. $1.99 kid meals tonight. All you can eat ribs, and of course a half slab of ribs, $12.99. But if you want to go all you can eat, $18.99. They have got places set up for you to attack the ribs tonight, or you can just order off the menu. We're here for the 2009 Kansas City Royals fan caravan coming in, and bring the kids, bring the family, young, old, doesn't matter. Folks are already arriving, waiting for the Royals, enjoying a good meal, enjoying a cold beverage here after work. We are going to be here until 7 o'clock. The Royals will be here from 6 to 7, giveaways as well. So come out. Autographs, pictures, chat with the Royals. They're going to be here. Hall of Famer Dennis Leonard for the Royals. 2006 first-round draft pick Luke Hochaver, Mitch Meyer, Mike Aviles, Joel Goldberg out of the broadcast booth is coming on out. Also Slugger, the mascot, and the kids just go crazy for him. So come on out and enjoy Skeeter Barnes and the Royals fan caravan here tonight.
Now, Doug, obviously the outfield, you know, we're going to talk to these players and get their take on what they think heading into spring training. Mark Tien's been a name that's been all over baseball, and it started the middle of last year. Many people thought the outfield's pretty full, might be an expendable player. The Royals could pick up some pitching, do some different things with. We'll see if we get their thoughts on maybe if he's a player that they think will be gone, even when spring training starts in a couple, 3 weeks. That's an interesting situation because if you pick up Coco Crisp, not many people out there are big fans of that trade. And not many people have said, I think that's a good move for the Royals, and I think they're heading in the right direction. You've been one of them. I've been one of them to say.
Well, you're hoping they get a little pop. And Coco Crisp is not a guy that brings pop.
He's
or
a slapper.
Yeah, he's not a power hitter.
A single.
In that Kansas City Royal Stadium, even though they're bringing the wall in just a tad bit in a couple of spots. But he is definitely fast, and when you get rid of Joey Gathright, you still want to have some speed, and maybe he's one of those. But Mike Aviles, I mean, out of this crew here, he's one of those guys that emerged last year. They needed some help, and Tony Pena Jr. was struggling a little bit. They bring Mike in, and boy, what a breath of fresh air he was for this baseball team. Luke Hochaver, I think he's going to be a fine one. I think that was a great get for the Royals, able to pick him up. I think there's a lot of fun baseball players on this team, and of course, you know, we're still looking if there's going to be anybody to replace our favorite Royal, John Buck.
Well, there you go.
You think he let his hair grow in the off season?
No, I'm sure it's short crop. I think it's taken care of.
John was on the first Royals caravan that came through here once we were affiliated with the Royals once again.
You look at Aviles though, Doug, to come in and offensively put up the numbers which he was able to put up last year, and Tony Pena Jr., as good as he was defensively. Well, he was about that bad offensively, and wasn't one to get the hits when they needed him. He found himself on the bench, and Aviles kind of took that over. It'd be interesting to see the second base tandem because you know the guys up the middle making those double plays. That's something you know. You look at a veteran like Grzelcyk who's been there last couple of years. Well, it looks like Alberto Ciaspo is going to be that second baseman. We'll ask Mike Aviles how he likes working with Albert up the middle.
Well, once they get together, once they finally get to play some baseball together, I'm sure they'll know a whole lot more. But Aviles, 27 years old, coming up from Omaha, and in just about half a season or three-fourths of a season, he led all Major League rookies with a .325 batting average, 27 doubles, 4 triples, 10 home runs, 51 ribbies, 68 runs scored in 102 games. So just about, as we said, maybe two-thirds of the baseball games, a little less than that for the Royals last year. And what a great job he did.
Yeah, that's some excitement. I think it plugged some excitement into a team that needed some.
wrestling coach of the Gaina Tiger High School in Maine, and you're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show, and they're wicked good.
See the Trainer is the first facility of its kind designed to provide area medical professionals and athletes with quality sports medicine and orthopedic products, as well as exercise and rehabilitation products. No appointment is necessary, and we accept most health care plans. See the Trainer carries a full inventory of support products for the knee, wrist, ankle, elbow, shoulder, back, foot, leg, and neck. These products attend to all patient needs, from the activities of daily living to the high-caliber athlete. All styles and sizes are in stock, with selections from pediatric to geriatric. See the Trainer offers extended evening and weekend hours, a huge in-stock inventory, and a knowledgeable staff to serve our customers. If you're in need of orthopedic products, See the Trainer has the largest and most diverse inventory of reasonably priced products in the Tri-City area, with over 20 types of knee supports, 15 types of wrist, hand, thumb supports, and over 10 different ankle supports. See the Trainer is confident we'll have a solution to get you back to a healthy and active lifestyle. 3819 Second Avenue, 237-9244.
Lower your cholesterol the safe and all-natural way with one of our tried-and-true cholesterol-lowering products, ChelesFactors. We have had patrons drop 20 to 200 points off their total cholesterol counts and improve the good-to-bad ratios without the side effects of prescription drugs. At the Kearney and Hastings GNCs, our staff is dedicated to providing you the best products available and stay current on the latest trends to know how to safely, naturally, and effectively lower your cholesterol. Ask about ChelesFactors today and let one of our knowledgeable staff find you an all-natural solution from your head down to your toes at the Kearney and Hastings GNCs.
It's that time of year again when Ron, Kathy, and the whole Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill staff wish everyone happy holidays. As Bullseye begins its second decade serving Hastings, they're excited to announce that coming in January, the Bullseye will begin serving breakfast. Just keep listening for the date breakfast begins, hours, and a sure-to-be-great menu. Bullseye, the right way to end your day, and coming in January, the right way to start your day with breakfast. Saying thanks for your patronage and giving you the chance to eat, drink, and be merry, the Bullseye Sports Bar and Grill, West 2nd Street, Hastings.
Hogan's has it, and to celebrate our one-year anniversary in downtown Kearney, we want to get rid of it. That's right. We need to make room for new spring items, and that means huge savings in every department. From now through January 18th, you'll save 25% off every pair of shoes in the store. All apparel will be discounted from 20 to 40%, and you'll save 20% on bags, socks, hats, and accessories. All baseball and softball gloves will be at 15% off. So come save and celebrate our anniversary sale at Hogan's Sporting Goods, 2412 Central Avenue, Kearney.
Love is not only in the air, but everywhere at ABC Drug and Gift. Find something perfect for your special Valentine, like red vases, silk roses, and beautiful jewelry boxes, all shapes and sizes. Make this year one to remember with a stop at ABC Drug and Gift. Nothing says I love you like a traditional Hallmark card and Valentine's Day Russell Stover chocolates. Cupid always finds something unique at ABC Drug and Gift, Kauffman Center, downtown Kearney.
It's just as easy as ABC Drug Store.
We'll see a slight chance of snow developing tonight, with a low temperature of 24 degrees and west winds at 10 to 20. A slight chance of snow showers tomorrow, with temperatures falling throughout the day due to strong northwest winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun with a high of 17. Currently, it's 45.
Doug and Daddy Show back with you here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, where we have a special program going on today from Skeeter Barnes. The 2009 Kansas City Royals Caravan will be rolling in with Mike Aviles, Luke Hochhaver, Mitch Meyer, Dennis Leonard, the Hall of Famer with the Kansas City Royals. Also, we'll get from the announcer's booth, Joel Goldberg, and Slugger will be on hand as well here tonight at Skeeter Barnes from 6 to 7. We'll be here till 7 o'clock as well. Come out. Get an autograph, get a picture, get the kids out here to meet Slugger, get a $1.99 kids meal, all-you-can-eat ribs tonight as well, and a half slab of ribs, just $12.99, all-you-can-eat, with the full sides and salad for $18.99 here this evening. With great specials every night, don't forget on Wednesday night, the 10-ounce prime ribs, steak and shrimp on Thursday, all at Skeeter Barnes here in Kearney. So stop by and see us here tonight. We'll be here until 7 o'clock at Skeeter Barnes. We can always get to the email address, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Well, we were talking about the Royals combination up the middle there, Tony, before we had a little glitch in our phone system. So let's get back to talking Kansas City Royals baseball. You were talking about their defense up the middle on a team where you think they'll score runs, and we saw that last year, but more often than not, this is still a team that's going to want to beat you 4-2 instead of 10-8.
Well, yeah, you got to play defense, and I think that's number one, and I think Trey Hillman will tell you that. And the guys up the middle are so important, and looks to be Avilas Chiasso. I mean, that looks like the combination up the middle. We'll see how well they gel, and it's going to be important early in the season to keep the opposition's runs at a minimum. You know, the first base position, and people say Ryan Sheely, Ross Gloed, you got Billy Butler, and then you've got the Kealahui, I believe is the new kid's name that's been in
Kealahui.
Kealahui, yeah. That's been in Omaha for a lot of last year and in the minor league system coming up. You look to have some decent pop at that first base position, and that's something the Royals, you know, they had Sweeney, who was injured for so many years, and I've said on, you know, robbed from the team because he was hurt all the time, and they paid him so much money and, you know, just couldn't get the production out of him. And, you know, it wasn't his fault necessarily when you can't go out there and do your job every day, get into any kind of rhythm at all. But you look for that guy to step in and have those big numbers at that first base position. Which one of those guys are going to be? Which one takes that everyday role and rolls with it at first base?
Well, they're bringing in new talent side, another player from Seattle, coming over from Seattle to Kansas City.
Willie Bloomquist.
Yeah.
Right? And, Bloomquist?
Yeah. And again, that's not a name that's going to send shockwaves throughout the city of Kansas City, bringing them in. But, again, they've got a plan, and it's better than it was 10 years ago if you're a Royals fan. At least there's a plan.
Well, Kyle Farnsworth, there's a name that you add to the pitching staff. I think he's
hoping to get some opportunities to come in as a shutdown man. Doesn't have to become a closer. You know, you got Soria there. I mean, you're hoping to do some good things.
Yeah, you've got the All-Stars, you know, waiting there. If you can get in the ninth inning, you got to feel pretty good. You're looking for that setup guy. And Farnsworth, hopefully, can be that setup guy. And
Royals did have a little problem there last year with the setup guy. And, again, when you're a little under 500, you don't get as many chances as others. But they've moved some guys around the pitching staff. And, again, you got to shake the team up every year. There's going to be some guys there, some guys not. And, again, you hope the new guys can come in and contribute at least.
Yeah, you know, you get a new life when the new season begins. And the middle relievers had struggled last year. But hopefully that's an area they can shore up. And, I think that's one of the primaries. You know, defense, I think they got to feel pretty good with the everyday players that look to be on the field. But that middle relief, still a big question mark for the Kansas City Royals.
Let's continue to talk some baseball, Daddy, here on the Doug and Daddy Show, a special edition of the Doug and Daddy Show live from Skeeter Barnes going on here in Kearney, Kansas City Royals Caravan for 2009. But this week, the sites for the American Legion Nebraska State Tournaments have been announced, and the Kearney Memorial Field is going to host the Class A Junior State Tournaments. Of course, those coming up in August. The Class A Seniors, they have those two divisions. Lincoln and Bellevue will be hosting those, but the Class A Junior State Tournament will be in Kearney, which means automatically that Post 52 will qualify, and it brings it to a situation where two of the four teams in that district will make it to state.
Well, they're going to, you know, no surprise that Kearney's awarded that with the upgrades of the facility. And, the batting cages and the indoor practice facility just adds to that, allows them to do some more things this time of year. But the field, you know, Damon Day steps up and tells you that, hey, it's one of the top 10 in Division II. Hey, they should be rewarded with a junior tournament, and they've got it this year.
It's been a long time since Kearney hosted the juniors. The seniors, I believe it was 2003, hosted a state tournament. In Class B, the senior state tournament will be at Wayne, and the juniors will be at Holdridge. So Holdridge is going to be hosting. And in Class C, West Point will be hosting the seniors, and Wisner will be hosting the juniors. But once again, Tony, there you go. Half of the state tournaments, Wayne, West Point, and Wisner. You can throw a blanket over those three communities in northeast Nebraska where baseball continues to be king.
Well, that's what they do, and that's what they live for. And you know what? Good for them. I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I think when kids go from small towns to that area, they see how important it is. And it's not just a summer deal there. People are excited all year round for baseball.
Now, as far as the area tournaments go, which you try to play in and qualify for state in Class A for the seniors, Area 6 will be at Norfolk. That's where the Grand Island schools go. Area 7, Scotts Bluff.
Nice.
Kearney, Hastings, North Platte, and the Twin City Zephyrs will be battling there. For the juniors, Grand Island will be hosting Area 6, and Hastings will be hosting Area 7. In Class B, most of the teams are in Areas 5 and 6. The seniors, Area 5, will be at Central City. Area 6 will be at McCook. For the juniors, Area 5 will be at O'Neill, and Area 6 will be at Gothenburg. And in Class C, most of the teams are either in Area 6 or 7. Class C seniors, Area 6, St. Paul, Area 7, Loup City, actually Area 5 with some of the folks east of Hastings, that will be in Dakin. For the juniors, Area 5 will be at Sutton, Area 6, Ravenna, and Area 7 will be in Alma. Those are the state area and American Legion State Baseball tournaments going on for Nebraska in 2009.
You know, I think when you know, it's so premature and people are going to forget, you know, what we just said there. But I think it's great that they're representing more of Central Nebraska. I think for so long, everything was in the eastern part of the state.
You can check it out if you missed any of that on our local sports section at ESPNSuperstation.com. Just click on the local sports news story, the local sports link there, and then you can find out where all the area and state tournaments are.
Don't you think there's been a concerted effort, though, in the last couple of years to get more stuff in the central part of the state where it hadn't been for quite some time?
Yeah, and I think maybe there's a little more interest. Plus, you know, you've got to have the facilities. You've got to bid for it. You've got to ask to host these things, and there's just not that much west of our – I mean, here west of Kearney, there's just not a whole lot of opportunities to get out there.
Well, that's the most of it. People finally got to step up, and I know Mike Kent, one of our friends in Gibbon, got to host it last year, and they did a fabulous job.
You don't mention Yankee fans on those broadcasts, you idiot. What are you doing? I already had somebody want me to mention the Cubs on the program today. Those losers, why would we mention those? It's Kansas City Royal night. It's peanut butter jelly time as the Royals caravan is coming to the Skeeter Barns here in Kearney from 6 to 7. Folks continue to roll in as the Royals will be here very, very soon. And again, Hall of Famer for the Kansas City Royals, Dennis Leonard, 2006 number one draft pick, Luke Hochaver, Mike Avilas, Mitch Meyer, announcer Joel Goldberg, the mascot Slugger will all be here tonight at Skeeter Barns from 6 until 7, and we can't wait to have you swing by. And, of course, it's not just the Royals. It's great food specials tonight as well. Kids' meals, $1.99. $1.99. You can't even get a Lunchable for $1.99. Come out and get something nutritious for the kids tonight. $1.99. All you can eat rib special every Tuesday night as well at Skeeter Barns.
Doug, I'm looking forward to this tonight as we do every year. I believe it's the third year. Well, they've actually, I think it would have been the fourth year had we not got weathered out one year. I think this, like you mentioned earlier, is about as good a weather as this Royals caravan has seen, and it's just something that obviously nobody can go out on a limb and tell them what the weather's going to be. It's great to have them in town. Fan Fest going on this weekend, so you're getting to see them before the awards are presented. Mike Avilas being presented with the Player of the Year for the Kansas City Royals. So.
Got some high school basketball going on in the area, so if you can sneak by before you head out to your high school games, that'd be great. Our sister station, Power 99 FM, tonight has Ravenna at Minden, 6:15 and 8 o'clock. That should be a great doubleheader. The teams have been or currently are all rated in the top 10 for the girls and boys. Loup City's at Shelton. Also, Kennesaw's at Giltner, Blue Hills at Gibbon, Donovan Trumbull's at Centura. Just a few of the games in our area tonight. And college basketball, more of that coming up this weekend. The NFL playoffs continue on Sunday here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550. But we're talking baseball for most of the night tonight, and glad that you're along with us. A couple of other sporting notes. We've got the best free throw shooter in the country right now at UNK and Drake Baronic. He leads all of Division I, Division II, and Division III in free throw percentage. He's only missed one free throw so far this season. Now, he's only shot 38, but that's on par with a lot of the other leaders across the country. He's 37 of 38, which is good for 97.4%. Derek Barnes of Texas A&M International, 32 of 33, that's 97%. Maryland has the best Division I in Grievous Vasquez, and Darren Collison of UCLA is second in the nation in free throw percentage. So there you go.
Good company to be in.
You want to challenge Drake Baronic on a future program to free throw shooting?
No.
I don't remember Drake being such a great free throw shooter. He must have figured something out. I mean, not bad. Not bad. You know, the Baronics, the Ryersons, they can all throw some free throws in.
Yes, they can. They won everything between here and, what, Denver and Indianapolis?
It's the fundamentals you need, and it's the fundamentals you need in every single sport in the Royals, teaching that every single day to the youngsters throughout the community and throughout the Kansas City Royals listening area. And that is one thing that Fred White, the announcer, Denny Matthews, and I'm sure Joel will tell us later tonight as well, the largest Royals radio is the largest audience out there. It covers the most ground of any baseball team in all of the major leagues. And so that's why it's not just, you know, with Kansas City being in Kansas and Missouri, it's Nebraska, it's Iowa, it's Arkansas, you know, it gets down into Oklahoma. There's a lot of places where Royals baseball is king, going on all the way up into South Dakota and even catching a little bit of southern Minnesota if you can find your way to get away from being a Twins fan. So a lot of Royals fans out there, and we invite you all out to Skeeter Barns here in Kearney, just off the I-80 exit in Kearney, the Royals caravan rolling in from 6 until 7.
Yeah, expecting them to show up rather shortly here. So come in and get a reminder again, $1.99 kids meals tonight. So I bring the $18.99 for all you can eat ribs. You want to sit down? A couple hours. Take your time. Enjoy the Royals. $18.99, all you can eat ribs.
Let's take a break here, and we will be back with more from Skeeter Barns and this special Doug and Daddy show, also on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're streaming tonight as the Royals will be here as well. So stop by and see us, and more importantly, stop by and see the Royals. The 2009 Kansas City Royals Caravan is going on tonight from 6 to 7 at Skeeter Barns. We'll be back right after this on the Doug and Daddy show.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
TVs. So get to Kearney Yamaha to save up to $1,500 on a sport ATV, or get the best deals on a utility ATV or side-by-side. For a top-notch utility ATV, check out the fuel-injected 550cc water-cooled Grizzly with fully independent suspension and power steering. Or when you need room for two and still want to haul up to 400 pounds, check out the Yamaha Rhino.
This is Terry Lobig from Kearney Yamaha. For a limited time only, we have Yamaha utility ATVs and side-by-sides priced to move. If you're wanting to get an ATV for fun, stop in and save $1,500 on brand new Yamaha Sport ATVs.
Whether you want the Raptor 700 with its powerful fuel-injected engine or the torquey Raptor 350, you'll save $1,500 at Kearney Yamaha. Call 1-800-THE-ATVs or go online to KearneyYamaha.com. ATVs are recommended only for use by those age 16 and older. Yamaha recommends an approved training course. See your dealer or call 1-800-877-2887. ATVs can be hazardous to operate.
Hi, this is Cindy with the Kearney Family YMCA. It's almost 2009 and there is no better time than now to change the way you look and feel. At the Kearney Family YMCA, we welcome a new year and a new you. With new cardio equipment, challenging programs, and a membership category for everyone, this is the place to be. During our Pay the Day promotion in January, the earlier you join, the better the price. So come see what's new at the Kearney Family YMCA, where we build strong kids, strong families, and strong communities.
Meet number one draft pick from 2006, Luke Hochaber, American League Rookie of the Year candidate Mike Aviles, and projected starting outfielder Mitch Meyer. Join Doug and Daddy for a live broadcast from 5 to 7. Enjoy Skeeter Barnes Family Night specials and lots of baseball talk. Join the Royals Caravan, presented by Fox Sports Midwest, and locally by ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM. The Royals Winter Caravan, tonight at Skeeter Barnes. Join us live for Doug and Daddy from 5 to 7.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Kansas City Royals.
I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders.
This is University of Nebraska Kearney baseball coach Damon Day.
This is Coach Barry Alvarez, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a slight chance of snow developing tonight with a low temperature of 24 degrees and west winds at 10 to 20. A slight chance of snow showers tomorrow with temperatures falling throughout the day due to strong northwest winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun with a high of 17. Currently, it's 45.
And the Doug and Daddy Show special edition continues here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. You know, you look around here and you see all the Royals fans that are rolling in, and they've got hats to sign or bats to sign or pictures to sign. If you don't have any Royal stuff, they'll have pictures here. They'll have some things for you that they can sign as well. But I chuckle because I see a couple of the fans wearing their Kansas City Monarch hat. That was just a special day, a special giveaway. Happened to be there for that ball game, Kansas City Monarch hat, and that was a fun time this summer. And lots of great giveaways, always great fan specials, and of course, once again in 2009, you're home for the Royals here on ESPN Radio 1460 and 1550.
Yeah, I'm always disappointed that they have that Buck night, and John Buck never got a dollar out of that. You know, it was so perfect. He could, you know, he would have been the face, the name, everything about it. And he didn't profit one bit on Buck Night.
We need to talk to the boys down there. Maybe when Benro rolls in, I think you've got a great idea for a giveaway. The shredded visor hat.
That's a nice look. It's a good look.
That looks like something that you might have gotten in 1985, except I don't think visors were hot back then, were they?
No, it's just been through the wash a few times.
Plenty of Royals gear. And the one thing I still just love, the powder blue. You know, in football, you associate that with the Chargers, but in baseball, you associate that with the Kansas City Royals, and anytime you got some powder blue, whether it's a replica jersey or just the, they usually have a giveaway once or twice a year where you just get the Royals shirt, and it's just Kansas City Royals. That's what you wear to the Royals game.
You know, is there a better facility? You can argue. You know, Kauffman Stadium, though, with the fountains going, you know, on a Friday night with the fireworks after the game. I don't think there's a better place, and you can argue a lot of places, but Kansas City is certainly one of the great places for baseball. On a Friday night, the fountains and the lights and the fountains and the fireworks going on behind it after a Friday night victory, that's always a fun time to be at the ballpark.
Glad to have you along with us on this Doug and Daddy Show special edition. Come on out. We're going to be here. A lot of things going on with the Royals caravan here on this Tuesday night. Again, Kansas City Royals Hall of Famer Dennis Leonard, Luke Hochaver, the number one overall pick out of Tennessee in the 2006 draft, and now an up-and-coming star with the Royals.
I believe high school in Colorado. I mean, I'm interested to see. How we miss him? Wouldn't that have been a great part of the team in Nebraska? Come on, Mike Anderson. Where were you at on that one? I'm pretty sure Colorado.
Well, that would have been transition year, wouldn't it?
It might have
from
been right.
Van Horn to Anderson, 2002.
I believe he's got a little brother going to Tennessee right now, or enrolled for this next spring.
What do you hear about Tennessee baseball?
Well, when they're number one draft picks, I just assume if they're from Colorado, I have them
obviously,
going down the road. Here.
Obviously, Vanderbilt, much better program. There's Price coming out of there. You know?
There you go. Pretty hot prospect.
So glad to have you along with us. Royals are rolling in as we speak, and we will be chatting with some of the folks here on the radio, but the more important thing is for you to come out and chat with them live and in person at Skeeter Barnes here in Kearney. Come out, and we had great attendance last year. In fact, it was like perfect attendance. We had just a minimal line all night long. You don't have to stand in line forever. You're going to be able to get in, get something to eat, visit with the Royals, get a picture, get an autograph, and it should be a great night here with Kansas City Royals for the 2009 Royals caravan rolling into Skeeter Barnes as we speak here in Kearney, just off the interstate, the I-80 exchange here in Kearney. So come out and see us tonight.
Doug, did I mention that Dennis Leonard had 103 complete games?
I think you did.
Well, I still think that's one of the great records.
You think his hands are as big as John Mayberry?
I'm going to say no. I got to be honest with you. That's the only guy I've ever shook hands with that scared the hell out of me. What is that, John? This is the biggest hand I've ever seen.
Big John Mayberry on the hand. He was with us. He's been here a couple of times, so outstanding, and glad that they were here last year. A new set of Royals coming in this year. And, of course, you take a look at Dennis Leonard's career, stretched from 74 to 86, and he had a pretty decent 1986, but he was injured, 83, out 84, of course, 85, and just didn't get a chance to do much. But his big years were from 76 to 79 when the Royals and Yankees were battling in 80 into the playoffs and eventually the World Series.
Yeah, and, you know, one of those Royals a lot of people remember during those glory years. And I think, you know, being injured had to be hard for him to watch the Royals when they finally did capture that 1985 World Series crown. I believe he got to start the opening day at 1986, and won something like 1-0 in one of the great, great gutsy pitching performances of all time and I think a lot of people still remember that to this day. But great to have Dennis Leonard. Really looking forward to visiting with him here on the Doug and Daddy Show.
He had some great, great years out there, just some great, great years, and it was very fun, and the Royals had some great times, and they're hoping with some of these young kids and some of the players that we're going to have here tonight that they can get back to a spot to at least compete for a playoff berth and maybe a shot to win the American League Central title.
Well, that's where it starts. It starts with giving yourself an opportunity, in the playoffs. Now, some of the Royals, let's be honest, they've been out of it since August 1. You go back over the last few years.
August 1, that would be something.
There you go.
And then that, all joking aside, August 1, that would be something if they could be in contention through that time period. And again, it just kind of depends who's hot in the league and who's not. But I would like to see the Royals, have a big enough lead in the division that when they play the Yankees, they could plunk the entire starting lineup.
So after the top of the first, the Royals lead 13-0. And then they plunk nine guys in a row. That was
fun.
Okay.
How many? I think Coach Haver might be able to plunk three before he got tossed out of the game, and then you'd have to use a lot of pitchers. Probably, I would say you'd have to use about five, maybe six pitchers to get through the lineup to plunk everybody.
Oh, it's always the Yankees that you got to plunk, isn't it?
Oh, you know what I say. Damn Yankees, that's more than a movie, my friend. It's more than a movie. Hey, don't forget, you can fire off your emails to us at the Den Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're going to be here till 7 o'clock. The Royals are rolling in as well as they get ready to set up for the autograph session, the pictures, and all that. Come out, see the Royals. I know there are a ton of Royals fans out there. And since we've been doing this, Tony, I think there's more Royals fans than we – you know they're in there, but they just – hadn't been able to come out and wear their Royals gear and do that in Nebraska's, the Royals have been not getting to where they want to be. Well, they're pointed in the right direction now.
Well, and that starts with Dayton Moore, and he's been allowed to free up some money and do some good things. Of course, got tutored under John Schuerholz of the Atlanta Braves, came to Kansas City, and, I think they freed up enough money that he feels that they should be competitive. Yeah, that's not to say people can't get hurt.
And I think that's one of the big questions, though, Tony. How much money right now can the Royals spend? I mean, if they make a big move today, Derek Lowe, 4 years, $60 million with the Atlanta Braves. Royals, I'm guessing, can't compete with that. Even if somebody like a Derek Lowe or anybody in that range wanted to be a Kansas City Royal, I don't think that money is there right now.
Well, but Doug, I think you go back before Dayton Moore got there, and I think the Glass family just kind of shut things down and made it almost so you didn't have an opportunity at all to even visit with those kind of elite players. I think you have that now. I think you have that now, and I think that something that's a little bit more opened up and the availability is there, and I think the Royals are taking advantage of that, and I think, even a Kyle Farnsworth, okay, you're not going to ooh and ah over that name, but it's somebody that can come in and help your ball club, and hopefully help them through that middle relief period.
Mitch Meyer, Mike Avilas, Luke Hochhaver, Dennis Leonard, Joel Goldberg, Slugger, all going to be here tonight. And in just moments, they'll make their appearance. You don't bring them in early, Tony, because then the fans are all over them, right, like that. So they're like rock stars, and they bring them in through the back entrance, and maybe the smoke will clear, and the Royals will be dropping in on us just any moment. Things are getting set up here with the Royals organization, Ben and the gang there, getting ready to go. And no, Ben is not Slugger, by the way.
No, he is not Slugger, but you got these young kids over here doing that one song. Bring them out, bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
See some Billy Butler jerseys here. Obviously, a lot of Alex Gordon, a lot of Royals hats, new, young, old, the Monarchs, as we said, and just a great crowd here on hand tonight for the Kansas City Royals and the Caravan. Again, want to remind you that it's a great night to bring the family out. It's a family atmosphere here at Skeeter Barnes and $1.99 kids' meals tonight. $1.99. So right now, you want to come out, you want to grab a little something to eat, see the Royals, you want to see the Royals, then grab a little something to eat. Plenty of room for you here tonight at Skeeter Barnes. And for the adults, all you can eat ribs tonight or, of course, anything off the menu.
Yeah, that's a great night, though. I think it's any time you can come out and see this level of athlete. And, people are going to look up to these guys all summer long. Mike Avilas, not a household name in the Major League Baseball yet.
Yeah, well, he is for any Royals.
Yeah, he is for any Royals fan with what he was able to do throughout the middle to the end of last year. But let's be honest, this is a young player that could be one of those big-name talents that the Royals hopefully can keep around.
I have to get a restraining order for you from Avilas. That's all I know. One thing that I think is pleasing, to Royals fans, especially from Nebraska, because I think this is the way Nebraska fans, with everything that's been going on with the football program, here's what's been going on with the Royals baseball team. Here's a team that was out of it, as you said, in August last year, and then came through and had the best September of anybody last year with these guys trying to get better, keep a roster spot, earn a spot, and if it wasn't going to be in Kansas City, show that they were there to play good baseball for somebody, whether the Royals or not, at the end of the 2008 season. And I think that's one of the things I'm really going to remember about Kansas City Royals season last year, is that they battled till the very, very end and were out, and they weren't just rolling over or laying down. They were out there to play baseball the last 2 months of the season.
Well, Doug, I think that's a direct reflection on Trey Hillman and the level of management above him. And I think that's something exciting. I think he's a fiery guy that wants to play every game as if it's your last. And one of those guys that wants to compete on every pitch. I don't know how that works over a 162-game schedule, but for them to show up in September and play like they did, it's certainly a tribute to those guys.
I thought Les Piper just walked into the place, but Hochaver got a haircut.
Real tight.
Yeah, a real tight haircut for Luke Hochaver, so there you go. That's a little different than what we saw last year. Maybe the off-season working into a grand fashion for you, Tony. You're getting the daddy look.
No, they're not messing around. Yeah, they got a high and tight, and that's a good look for those guys.
So the Royals are here on hand, glad to have them along, and looking forward to the Kansas City Royals here at Skeeter Barnes. And again, we're going to be here till 7 o'clock. The fans are lined up, and they're getting things organized here as they have got the autographs starting to go. And again, a reminder, you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, KXPN Kearney, and KICS Hastings, also on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com, as fans continue to roll in as the Kansas City Royals are on hand. Always an exciting time as well, Tony.
Yeah, looking forward to seeing all the kids tonight. You know, they start early, and a lot of that has to do with the Royals on radio, which you mentioned being the largest group as far as per square mile, the radio coverage they get. And that's something I think, you know, you grow up on a farm. That's something when you're out irrigating or whether you're out, you know, just taking care of business on that farm. That's what you hear at night during the summer is the Royals on radio.
So that's what's going on here tonight. We invite you to come out, whether it's for just a couple of minutes or whether it's for the evening. Again, great specials here, great food on the way. And, Tony, I think they just sat some food in front of you. That scares me.
Well, it should scare you. I'm about ready to get right in the middle of it.
Glad to have you along with us. Again, if you've got a question or something that you want to know about the Royals or from the Royals or a question that you want us to ask them here tonight, give us an email to the Dead Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Tony, we talked about it a little bit. When do you think, or has at this point, the Royals' interest, how large do you think that is right now?
Well, I think it's got to be you can't say an all-time high, but you certainly say a high since they fell basically into oblivion, I would say around 2000, you know, to come back. And I just think the general level of excitement with the freeing up the money, adding some free agents, adding some bigger names, you can go around, and when you're putting some money out there, and then you throw in, like I said, the Devil Rays success they had last year, I think it's got to be at an all-time high coming back.
Well, I hope so, because we love rooting for the Royals, and in a state that has no professional franchises, this is a team that can capture the state of Nebraska. Some of it, let's not lie here, since the Colorado Rockies came on board, obviously some of the western part of the state split it up a little bit, but you know what? There's still a lot of Kansas City Royals fans all over this state of Nebraska, especially right here in the Tri-Cities. I think a lot of Royals fans, we know there's a lot of people that have moved into this area from Colorado that have their base with the Colorado fans. And take a look at those Colorado Rockies and what they did just a couple of seasons ago. So the Rockies, Tampa Bay, can that continue? Can the Royals be that team that are able to get things turned around?
By the way, Dennis Leonard's still got a mustache.
Yes, he does. He's looking a little tighter, too, as well.
Yes, that's not on his own choosing, though.
No. As we get older, we should save some of that stuff we had when we were younger, because we could use it when we were older. But great crowd on hand here tonight already at Skeeter Barnes, and we want you to come out and be a part of it as well. As young and old are here, I see them all the way from little kids that are here to see Slugger to folks that have been Royals fans longer than we could have even imagined since they've been in Kansas City, let's say, are here tonight as well.
Yeah, Doug, you know, the number one overall pick in Luke Hochaver, you know, that's some excitement. And, you know, Luke Hochaver, that's a different situation than many of the other Royals because, obviously, you have the luxury being that number one pick to negotiate. I'm sure Luke Hochaver, his tax returns look vastly different than ours. And the normal, you know, when you're that number one pick, you're afforded a lot of luxuries that a lot of people coming through the system like a Michael Vila has not have been afforded.
Well, this is what's going on with some of these players. And, again, we've talked about some of them, but Mitch Meyer, we've talked about him a little bit, but the outfielder could be in that opening day lineup in 2009 for that first game of the year. He saw just 34 games of action, opened up at AAA Omaha where he hit .316, 24 doubles, 9 homers, and 41 RBIs in 85 games. Recalled by the Royals on July 24th, and was with the team the rest of the season. Got things really going July 30th at Oakland, and at the major league level, he hit .286, double, triple, 9 RBI, 9 runs scored in those 34 games. Selected by the Royals in the first round of the 2003 draft, made his major league debut with the Royals as a defensive replacement back in 2006 with Detroit. Still lives in Michigan and now open to be every day in that Royals lineup.
Well, I think he's probably going to have to wait unless a move is made with Mark Tien, because I think you've got DeJesus, Togo Crisp, and Tien. I think your outfield is relatively established there and you're going to be one of those filling guys and you know, hope nobody wants somebody to get hurt so you get a chance to play. But you'll play yourself into that lineup a little
bit. Well, the Royals used 4 outfielders quite a bit last year anyway. In a platoon fashion, that's what you're going to see with the Kansas City Royals. We talked a little bit about Avilas. He was 4th in the Rookie of the Year balloting last year and only played 100 games for Kansas City. Began the year in Omaha and then came on up May the 29th, made his major league debut that day at home against Minnesota. For Hochaver, the Royals were getting banged up in the pitching department, and he got called up and started almost out of a necessity, an emergency start at Oakland. The day he was called up, he went to Oakland and started on April the 20th and remained with the club the rest of the year. 6-12, 5.51 ERA and 22 starts this season. Now, those numbers aren't going to knock you over, but there were a couple of games that really inflated that ERA. And allowed just 1 run, 6 hits in his Major League home debut against Toronto, a 2-1 Royals victory.
You know, I think that's something. Every one of those games that he goes out and pitches like that, it only helps you. You got to wonder, hey, yeah, I'm the number one pick, but can I step up and do this? You know, he's done some great things for Team USA between college and his pro career as well. But can you step up and face big league hitters and get people out? And that's what it's really about. Can you get outs? And Luke Hochaver at times has proved he couldn't, and at times, well, it hasn't worked out so well. So I think confidence, and every time you step up there and, you know, making sure you can get people out and feeling like you can get people out is a big part of it.
Something else the Royals did were very good at last year was interleague play. And Hochaver went 2-0 in his 3 starts against National League teams with a 3.66 ERA. The Royals were one of the best teams in interleague play last year, end of the year and interleague.
Yeah, let's play the whole season like that against the National League with the chumps.
Losers from St. Louis and Colorado and Chicago and
San Francisco. They beat the San Francisco kid was he Cy Young
Award winner.
There you go.
That was one of the games we saw. I don't know if that was one of the games I saw this year. I saw two Royals games against the Giants, but I don't think I saw the game.
That was Sunday afternoon.
I don't think I saw the game that he pitched in. But the Royals, I think, took 2 or 3 from San Francisco that weekend. I got to see the Friday and Saturday ball games that weekend there in Kansas City. So Royals always having fun out there. And don't forget, you can always find out more at Royals.com, our website, ESPNSuperstation.com, at Royals.com, KCRoyals.com, or go to the Major League Baseball site and go to the Royals home site from there. And to find out more about ticket information and how to get down to Kansas City, there's always great deals. And if you take a group of them, if you take a group of fans, they really treat you right. You get a little bit more than just set your butt down in a seat and watch some baseball as if that wasn't enough already.
Well, maybe you're out there and can't be here tonight, but you're looking for something to do this weekend. That's when the Royals Fan Fest. They get a lot of the players back. That's going on in Kansas City this weekend. After this is the second Royals caravan. After it wraps up, they have Fan Fest, and a great opportunity there for you to go down and meet some players as well.
Yeah, if you are really an over-the-top Kansas City Royals fan and looking to just get out and go somewhere and get away from where you're living, the Tri-City area of Nebraska, and just take a little weekend getaway, several of these folks and many, many more. It's a much bigger deal at the Overland Park Convention Center and Overland Park Royals Fan Fest coming up this weekend on the 17th and 18th. Going on in Overland Park, which is Kansas City, suburb there of a Kansas City.
Doug, I think it's a great opportunity. $1.99 kids meals as well tonight here at Skeeter Barn. So opportunity to bring the kids out, meet the Royals, get some autographs, have a good time.
Oh, I can smell. They're bringing out some of that stuff you like, Daddy.
That's good. I can smell the ribs, the smoke.
Ribs coming in. All you can eat ribs tonight, folks, as well. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we'll take a break right after this.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Have more credit card bills than you can handle? Are you getting collection calls? Are your credit card companies charging you outrageous fees and interest rates? If you only make your minimum payments, your credit card balances can take a lifetime to pay off. If you call Debt Shield today, we'll help educate you and show you our proven way you can be debt-free in 3 to 5 years. So get your credit card bills together right now and call us. 800-570-6630, 800-570-6630, 800-570-6630. This is not a debt consolidation loan that gets you deeper in debt. It's a debt elimination program. So call Debt Shield now for free advice on how we can help you get out of debt. 800-570-6630, 800-570-6630, 800-570-6630.
If you don't know how to make that person driving by want to stop and come into your business, if you don't know how to make that person who needs your service dial your phone number, you're in danger of being out of business. If you don't know where to find the answers to these challenges, log on to marketingfirepower.info for the information you need to turn consumers into customers and succeed in any economy. Log on to marketingfirepower.info today. Your business will succeed with marketingfirepower.info.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds.
Hi, everybody. This is Denny Matthews of the Kansas City Royals.
I'm J.W. Hart, the Ironman of the Professional Bull Riders.
This is University of Nebraska Kearney baseball coach Damon Day.
This is Coach Barry Alvarez, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We'll see a slight chance of snow developing tonight with a low temperature of 24 degrees and west winds at 10 to 20. A slight chance of snow showers tomorrow with temperatures falling throughout the day due to strong northwest winds at 15 to 30 miles an hour. Thursday, a blend of clouds and sun with a high of 17. Currently, it's 45. I just wanna live.